What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner. I'm going to be talking about Russell Brand. Could this be a coordinated attack on Russell? Could this be just more of the Me Too movement that we all know was weaponized to go after powerful men and commit a character assassination on them? I have one foot in, one foot out. It all depends on the receipts of the matter. It depends what kind of receipts the women have. But it's coming at a very ripe time for Russell Brand, who's making a lot of waves in the alternative media community, and he's making his voice very well known, and he's really putting a nail in the coffin to a lot of agendas. And I'm just saying, it's pretty obvious to me. You know what Andrew Tate said? First they cancel you, then they arrest you, then they kill you. So what I think we're seeing right here, what I think we're seeing is character assassination. But I'm going to read the article for you all. You read it along with me, and let's figure this out together. But first, folks, Noble Gold, folks. Hey, are you feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped, like me. They've helped me. The Noble Gold crew walk me through everything with no stress, folks. No stress at all. I am investing in gold and silver, and I'm very happy about that. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Go there right now. Get yourself started on some gold. So, you know, when I saw the Me Too movement, I knew at that point. I was like, nothing's done by accident, folks. Everything has an agenda. And when I saw the Me Too movement, I was like, they're going to get ready to go after a lot of powerful men that don't agree with them, that don't agree with their agendas, people that voice their opinions. So what they do is they successfully weaponize the Me Too movement. Then they use the MSM, problem reaction solution. They use the MSM to taint the person and make him look like the worst thing on earth, the villain. Then they use lawfare and drain his finances, and then they either give him right back to you as an innocent man, or they throw him in jail. Either way, he's ruined. So let's go through this. And I'm not saying he did or did not commit these acts. If he did, shame on him. It's terrible, right? It's terrible. I'm not saying he did or didn't, but let's read through this article together. I have not read it yet. I'm reading it with you. So let's see if any of this adds up, because that's the way I like to do things. I like my audience to be involved, and I like for us to do this together. All right, Russell Brand accused of rape and sexual assault. See, these days you could just accuse somebody and ruin their life using the media. See what I'm saying? Comedian actor Russell Brand has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse. Emotional abuse. During a 7-year period of at the height of his fame. Now, folks, I have not read this article yet. I didn't want to do this. I want to do it along with you. The allegations were made in a joint investigation by the Sunday Times. By the Sunday Times, okay. Using the media. See right there, they're using the MSM to destroy this man. The Sunday Times, the Times, and Channel 4's dispatches. So mainstream media being used right there. Four women are alleging sexual assaults between 2006 and 2013. 2006. They better have receipts, folks. That's all I can say. They better have the receipts. Brand has denied the allegations and said his relationships have always been consensual. During the years covered by the allegations, Brand had various high profile jobs at different times, including at BBC Radio 2 and Channel 4, and as an actor in Hollywood films. Who is Russell Brand? Others claims made part of the investigation relate to Brand's allegedly controlling, abusive, and predatory behavior. Predatory behavior. Okay. The investigation is published in the Sunday Times, while the Dispatches documentary, Russell Brand in Plain Sight, aired on Channel. They aired a documentary on this guy. Aired on Channel 4 on Saturday. The investigation is published in the, already publishing this stuff, folks. Already publishing. So they're already going after him. Problem, reaction, solution right here. Do you see what they're doing, folks? Going right after him. Now, like I said, I'm not saying he did or did not do it. We're going to read along with me, and we'll figure this out together. Within hours of the allegations being published, so they published this stuff first, Bram performed a scheduled comedy gig at the 2,000 capacity Troubadour Wembley Park Theatre in Northwest London as part of his current tour. During the set, which lasted about an hour, Brand alluded to the accusations, but did not address them directly. He told the audience there were things he wanted to talk about, but could not. Okay, so here we go. Several women have made allegations against Brand as part of the investigation. Several women, huh? Sounds like this has been very strategized. Four of the women alleged sexual assault. So you would wonder, why didn't they come out then and at different times? Why are they all coming out at the exact same time? But let's go further into this. I'm reading this for the first time with you all. One woman alleges that Brand raped her against a wall in his Los Angeles home. So that's just, she's just saying that. She was treated at a rape crisis center on the same day. The Times says it has seen medical records to support this. Could they be fraudulent? She kept the medical records? Huh. Very sketchy stuff here, folks. Very sketchy stuff. A second woman alleges that Brand assaulted her when she was in his early 30s and she was 16. Okay, well, there he's obviously a pedophile and is still at school. She alleges he referred to her as the child during an emotionally abusive and controlling relationship. So that, to me, right there is very serious. That right there, if even that is true, then he's in deep shit. A third woman claims that Brand sexually assaulted her while she worked with him in Los Angeles and that he threatened to take legal action if she told anyone else about her allegation. The fourth woman alleged being sexually assaulted by Brand and him being physically and emotionally abusive towards her. Well, see, that to me, the fourth woman alleged being sexually assaulted by Brand. What's this sexual assault? Putting it, you know, hitting on the woman and then she says no, or raping her? There's a huge difference. There's a huge, huge difference. On Friday, Russell Brand released a video in which he denied serious criminal allegations he said were about to be made against him. The actor and comedian said he had received letters from a TV company and newspaper containing a litany of aggressive attacks. In the video posted on YouTube and X, formerly known as Twitter, Brand said, amidst the litany of astonishing, rather barricade, I don't know why you say that, folks. You could probably read better than I can. Attacks are some very serious allegations that I absolutely refute. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies, and as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Most men are, and guess what, folks? Most women are too. Now, during the time of promiscuity, the relationship I had were absolutely always consensual. So basically, right now, we're looking at his word against theirs. But that's not how they're playing this game, are they, folks? They're destroying him on the mainstream media. That's the first step they took. And that's what I want to bring to your attention. First, they weaponized the Me Too movement. Then they used the MSM to character assassinate. And then they used lawfare and throw you in the gutter. Or, you know, they hope that silences you. Otherwise, they go through, you know, much more coordinated attacks and take you out of the scene forever, if you know what I'm talking about. Brand said he believed that he was the subject of a coordinated attack and he was going to look into the matter because it is very, very serious. I'll say, while not referring to the comedian by name, the Metropolitan Police said it was aware of the media reporting of a serious allegations of sexual assault, but had not received any reports. If anyone believes they have been the victim of sexual assault, no matter how long ago it happened, what about if it's a woman that just hates you and is spiteful and you hurt her feelings? I want the women out there that have sons, grandsons. Think about if this is your son or grandson. What would you tell them? Seriously. Now you can see why men are acting the way they are, why they don't, you know, this whole paranoia among men. I see it. I definitely see it. You know, geez. I mean, I am so glad I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore in this climate. I'm going to say that right now. I am so happy that my really reckless single days are done. They're behind me. If anyone believes they have been the victim of sexual assault, no matter how long ago it happened, we would encourage them to contact police. The Sunday Times said all the women felt ready to speak only after being approached by reporters. The newspaper said several felt compelled to do so, given Brand's newfound prominence as an online wellness influencer. Isn't that convenient? Most of the women, who the Times said did not know each other, have chosen to remain anonymous. The Sunday Times said it gave Brand 8 days within which to reply to detailed allegations, and then, given further opportunity to respond, Brand published his responsive video on his YouTube channel. The woman who said she was 16 when he first came into contact with Brand told the Sunday Times Russell engaged in the behaviors of a groomer. Looking back, but I did not even know what that was then or what that looked like. That's a very serious allegation. This is the one I'm most worried about for this man. Because, folks, if this is true, then it doesn't... Then this is serious, and I think he should be punished for this. Another woman alleged in the newspaper that she repeatedly told Brand to get off her during the sexual assault, and that when he eventually relented, he flipped and was super angry. Well, there's so much to unpack just in that little paragraph, folks. So much. So many details she could be leaving out, to be honest. The only one that I find in this article that is the 16-year-old girl one. That's the one I find the most serious and the one that went to the Rape Crisis Center. But like, folks, like I said, this seems very coordinated. This seems very strategic. A different woman claimed that Brand pushed her up against the wall and raped her without a condom. She alleged Brand tried to stop her leaving until she told him she was going to the bathroom. I don't know if I believe this. I ran out and I jumped in my car. Thank God I didn't park in his driveway and booked it out of there, she said. I just don't feel like this guy has to rape anybody. I mean, the famous, good-looking guy. Brand is hosted a number of radio and TV programs for networks, including Channel 4, MTV, Radio X, and BBC. But now that his career is taking off, folks, I have very many. This is scary. This is, to me, an example of the weaponized Me Too movement. Now, like I said, the 16-year-old thing is absolutely wrong. But the other stuff, I have a lot of questions. He started his career as a stand-up comedian in the early 2000s, but got his big break a few years later as the host of Big Brother's Big Mouth on E4. After his profile surged, Brand was cast in Hollywood films such as Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Get Into the Greek, and Arthur. The woman who said she was 16 when she met Brand told the Times she took her allegations to his literary agent, Agrad Wood, and told co-founder of the Travis Stock Wood, owned by Curtis Brown in 2020. Travis Stock Wood told the BBC Russell Brand categorically and vehemently denied the allegations made in 2020, but we now believe we were horribly misled by him. Travis Stock Wood has terminated all professional ties to Brand. This is how you ruin someone, folks, right here. This man is now ruined. I want to know what you all think. I could keep reading on, but I got to tell you, folks, let's see what else it says here. The Channel 4 spokesman told BBC News, Channel 4 is appalled to learn of this deeply troubling allegations, including behavior alleged to have taken place on programs made for Channel 4 between 2004 and 2007. We are determined to understand the full nature of what went on. We have carried out extensive document searches and have found no evidence to suggest the alleged incidents were brought to the attention of Channel 4. We will continue to review this in light of any further information we receive, including the accounts of those affected individuals. We will be asking the production company who produced the programs for Channel 4 to investigate these allegations and report their findings properly and satisfactorily to us. It said that in recent years, there had been extensive change to Channel 4's management, and it was committed to ensuring the TV industry is safe and inclusive. The relationship with a 16-year-old is alleged to have taken place at a time when Brand was working as a presenter on BBC Radio 6 Music. Like I said, folks, that is the most serious. The other ones, I have a lot of question marks, but if he was messing with a girl that was underage, no bueno, no bueno. It is alleged Brand would undress in the studio while working on the show. Dispatches also said Brand made a series of sexual remarks on air about a newsreader which he later implied he had been told by BBC production staff to apologize for. The Times added sources he told the newspaper that a complaint was made to BBC management about an alarming display of aggression and disrespect from Brand. A BBC spokesman said Russell Brand, working for a number of different organizations, of which the BBC was one, as well known, Russell Brand left the BBC after a serious editorial breach in 2008 and did the then controller of Radio 2. The circumstances of the breach reviewed in detail at the time. We hope that demonstrates that the BBC takes issues seriously and is prepared to act. Indeed, the BBC has over successive years evolved its approach to how it manages talent and how it deals with complaints or issues raised. We have clear expectations around conduct at work. These are set out in employment contracts, the BBC values, the BBC code of conduct, and the anti-bullying and harassment policy. We will always listen to people if they come forward with any concerns on any issues related to any individual working at the BBC, past or present. Folks, I want to know your thoughts on this. It does look like a coordinated attack, no doubt about it. And I do believe the Me Too movement was weaponized. The 16-year-old thing bothers me because obviously she was underage. But it does seem like this was a coordinated attack. Problem, reaction, solution. They went straight to the media. And this was a character assassination. And now they're going to use lawfare and go after him and shut him up. I don't know, folks. What are your thoughts on this? I read this for the first time with you. It's scary times. I do believe in my heart of hearts that maybe there was some aggressive foul play. Maybe he was definitely promiscuous. What man isn't promiscuous in their 20s and 30s? Would they have a lot of power? They're good looking. Women are just as guilty. They're just as promiscuous. Let me tell you that, folks, right now. The only thing in this thing that really raises a red flag to me is the 16-year-old. So it seems very coordinated to me. That's all I'm going to say. It looks very coordinated to me. I want your thoughts below. Do you believe this was coordinated? Do you believe any of it? Give me your thoughts down below, folks, and tell me what you think. Guilty, innocent? Let me know what you think, because I think this is just the beginning. I think they're going to be taking down a lot of powerful men, and this is to shut men up, in my opinion. We don't like what you're saying. Playing dirty. It's a risk, folks. It's always a risk. Coming out and putting your neck on the line. And a lot of people, so you take out one guy like this and thousands follow suit. They just shut up. Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts, folks. And I will be back Monday morning, 9:30 a.m. Coming at you live. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, folks, later.